So, hello and welcome to Some Guys, One Mic. This is our 13th episode, the luckiest episode ever.
And it's Friday.
And it's Friday. Whoa. That is weird. That is weird. Yeah, this is the Xbox One special. Yes, the Xbox One.
Not so special.
Didn't you mention that the dog shat on your jacket coming here?
I wanted to keep that out of the show.
No, since it's here.
Collateral.
No.
Since you mentioned it's the 13th episode and it's a Friday and he shat on your jacket, should be like...
Well...
It should kind of...
Let me tell you this, my week started off very, very shitty, no pun intended. So I had the worst week of my life.
No pun intended, as in...
Yeah, because I had a shitty week, and it ended with the dog shitting in my all over my fucking car interior, but anyway. And believe me, it smelled rancid.
I was there, so...
Yeah. Awesome. At first I thought it was just Jacob's body odor, but anyway...
Things that run,
as we say in Maltese. Anyway, joining me today, as you might have noticed, is the most pedantic person in the world, who is Jacob Goodall, all the way from Gozo.
Hiding his face behind the
fuck you
microphone screen.
It's one of the only few occasions where he gets to hide on something that is not a sheep. Why?
Hide on a sheep?
Behind the sheep.
Oh, behind the sheep. You think a sheep would actually hide me?
After whatever you do to it, I don't think she would be able to move.
You know the Empire Strikes Back.
The Empire struts back.
We can talk.
The scene where he cuts up in the... I have no idea. That beast and hides Luke Skywalker into it. Mm. Hiding into the sheep. I mean, it has to be a big sheep for you, but I mean...
Very big sheep, I guess.
It reminds me of an episode of Bear Grylls or...
Did you say bird?
No, okay. I did not say bird. Anyway, also joining us today, Jesus Christ, this was the longest introduction ever. Cesco, you might have noticed. And today we are recording this show on video, so it can and will be used against us during the prosecution.
Is it confirmed? Can I just...
I would like to start the show by giving you a brief overview, that time I got it right, of all the news from the gaming industry, which was not much. Not much. I mean, the biggest news was, of course, Gran Turismo 6 was officially announced.
Sounded like a pack of zombies.
Having sex.
What?
Whilst eating pudding. It's Giga Pudding. Sometimes I feel like I'm wasting all this comic genius.
I have a feeling Kaiser would love that. Carl, we love you.
Carl will be joining us for the season finale.
At least.
So, two beards combined. The force of beards everywhere. Mm. I don't know.
At least people can see me facepalm here.
I'm sure Polyphony enjoyed that as much as I did. Anyway. Weirdly enough, it was announced only on PS3. And that's weird.
Why is it weird?
I did not expect that move.
It's not weird because E3 is coming and they're not going to announce something big like that just before E3, you know, for the PS4.
So you think they will be announcing
Gran Turismo 6 for... The producer and director, Kazunori Yamauchi, already said that PS4 is in his mind. I mean, maybe it won't come out, you know, during the launch window, but it will come out eventually, probably a year in.
They can't not launch it, I am for...
They already have Drive Club. I mean, they won't launch with two racing games, I'm sure. I mean, I think it's a mistake that they don't launch with their premier racing game to counter, you know, Xbox's Forza 5, but Drive Club looks to be quite good again, so...
It looks bloody amazing, mm-hmm. I mean...
Better than Forza.
I still wouldn't compare it to Gran Turismo, but still...
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll have to wait and see. These E3s will be available on PS3 this holiday season. They like to release their games during the holiday season.
That's when they sell the most of them.
Yeah. Anyway, they have developed a new graphics and physics engine.
Mm-hmm.
It looks bloody amazing, yeah. Although the interiors of the car didn't impress me much. I don't know why. So it was confirmed that 1,200 cars will be available. And along...
How many?
1,200 cars, different models. And during its lifespan, they will be updating the game with new models as they go along, and tracks.
There will be
33 locations and 71 layouts.
Did they actually say how many of the 1,200 cars are premium cars and the others?
No, standard? They did not confirm it yet. They did not confirm it.
Much more than 5.
They have announced something which was weird to me. They incorporated the multi-device integration, which means they have... I don't know how to explain it. They have kind of a user interface which shows you your garage, your statistics and whatnot, and it will be available on your tablet and smartphone. I don't see any use from it.
Why not? I mean, it's something to keep up, you know, with challenges, statistics, as you said. I mean, Drive Club is going to use that heavily, you know.
Right? Drive Club is basically an online game.
Exactly. And that's, so, I mean, Gran Turismo has to integrate online fully into the system. They will do that. I mean, I think it's just a testing ground for their PS4 next game.
Yeah. Moving on. Sega have announced a partnership with Nintendo for 3 exclusive titles for the Wii U.
Sonic exclusive title.
One of which will be Sonic the Lost World, which, disappointedly enough, has nothing to do with Jurassic Park. The fuck is up with that?
Not everything has to do with Jurassic Park, which says
Lost The World. Lost World. Jurassic Park.
That's Jurassic Park too.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always have to do with Jurassic Park.
I don't care. They should have called it Sonic the Lost World, open brackets. It has nothing to do with Jurassic Park, close brackets. It just has sounded better.
Can you actually imagine Sonic?
It's not good marketing, though, because people who might think that it has to do with Jurassic Park will buy the game, unbeknownst knowing that it doesn't have to do anything with...
I think this is pure gold. Imagine Sonic versus Velociraptors. Who would win?
Sonic.
Why? Sonic is tiny, so he can only...
Run away.
But he can only cover a certain distance.
He can fucking spin and jump on their heads.
Raptors can masturbate on your soul. Just like that.
It's true. It's
the fuck does it have to be?
There was an episode in History's Mysteries. Yes, I'm on Discovery.
And they actually said that...
Even in Ancient Aliens, there was that guy, Aliens, you know?
It's true. And said, apparently...
Velociraptors used to masturbate in souls of people. So.
And it's true. And in fact, in Papua New Guinea, they found... I couldn't keep a straight face. They found white substance caught in amber. And in fact, there's like a scriptwriter that's you know how how the first episode.
So this announcement from Sega's counterpart was not interesting at all.
You know the first Jurassic Park, they find the ember and everything.
Yeah.
The new Jurassic Park would be the kind of same storyline, but based on this
on jizz.
Ashy jizz.
Prehistoric jizz.
Anyway, the other title will be Sonic and Mario at the Olympics.
Yay,
this time they won't be competing at the Olympics. They will just be spectators. So you're buying a game and just watching other people play. It's gonna be fantastic.
Awesome.
It's gonna be awesome.
Do you actually get to coach them?
No. You'll have several options, like what clothes you're gonna wear. If you're taking a horn with you or a vuvuzela, there is actually that option.
Oh my fucking god.
And then there's the DLC for flag customization. It's amazing. I saw the presentation. It was unbelievable.
Cocks everywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, the third and final exclusive title hasn't been announced yet, so speculation. What can it be?
At this point, it could be
Sonic and Mario at the cinema. You just sit there and watch movies.
Sonic and Mario at the Turkish sauna or Turkish bath.
Sonic and Mario at the brothel.
Sonic and Mario.
Fibentex papers.
In Thailand.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Anyway, moving on from the Sega weirdness. So, EA have confirmed that FIFA 14 will not be available for the Wii U.
Surprise. Oh my god.
Basically, FIFA 13 did not perform as they expected, even though they had exclusive features on that console.
What exclusive features?
I have no idea, but they said that they had exclusive features. I don't know what they are. But they did.
Unprecedented partnership.
Most probably the integration of the tablet with the management thing, which was awesome.
Wow.
Oh, actually, no, it is. You know when they actually, before the game, they draw the tactics?
No.
No, that's probably the only area where it could have been used.
It's too small of a screen to do that, so yeah. It's weird.
Unprecedented partnership.
Yeah. Unprecedented porn.
What? Nership.
Porn nership.
Battlefield.
Holy shit.
So, they have announced that it's not worthwhile to port, you know, DICE engine, what's it called?
Frostbite.
Frostbite engine to the Wii. And then a week later, they announced that they ported it to Android and iOS.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, someone from within EA has rumored that there are no current projects being developed for the Wii U. Do you think it is real?
I think they're still evaluating. I think there are stuff. I mean, you know, unprecedented partnerships.
If they have no faith in their biggest franchise, which sells solely by the name, do you think they're gonna do anything else? Because FIFA, really and truly, FIFA is the best-selling franchise for EA.
Yeah.
Hands down,
it is.
And that's not selling on the Wii U, so I don't see much sense
doing something else. There isn't the audience for it on the Wii U. I mean, I've been saying it time and time again on the show. No games, no sales, no sales, no games, so...
Wii U has no games.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Deep.
I know.
That was the news segment. Apart from the Days of Sandero being available in Malta.
Already?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we should move on to the movie segment. Then have a short break where we will remove our pants. Why is the camera's off?
On video, no?
Why is the camera's off? Okay. And then have the X-Bone discussion. Mm. Yes. It is a thing. Instead of Xbox One, I will be calling it an Xbox.
That's how I know it as well. I mean, can't really take it out of my head. Right now, though.
Awesome.
Anyway, let's move on to the movie segment.
Most depressing intro ever.
Chesco always looks so condescending when his segment starts. I mean, he's all, you know.
What?
No. Look at him. Now it's on video, so people can ascertain it.
That's true. Yes. How shallow.
It's look.
If you had the mustache, you would be curling it right now.
It's not true.
So, from the movie segment, what do you
look
have?
How serious he is.
Watch Iron Man 3. It's very good. No.
And that was the movie segment.
Really?
That's basically it.
No.
I think we have more content during the X-Bone.
No, lately I rekindled my...
I can just... He looks so douche when he does this fucking thing.
He looks like an Apple user. He does look like an Apple user.
I hate him right now. Look.
No.
I had to cut that short. Okay.
Thank God. No, wait, yeah, we can do my love for like these action.
Tinto Brass.
Besides that, action movies, you know, hero movies. And I started watching like a couple, you know, from the back catalog kind of thing.
Okay.
And I started watching like, because I knew that Iron Man 3 was coming out. So I started watching like the Iron Man series. And
So were you disappointed by Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2? No, it's quite okay. I mean, I enjoyed it.
I think it was a disaster.
No, I enjoyed it quite. No, I didn't mind it. Iron Man 3 is very well scripted. An amazing performance by...
Robert Downey Jr.
Besides Robert Downey Jr.
Don Cheadle.
Besides Don Cheadle. There is... Ben Kingsley.
Okay.
Amazing. And there's an amazing twist in the story, which is...
Fucking Christ.
What?
Wow.
Every fucking time, tell me there's a twist, I know it's coming.
Something happens. Fuck.
Jesus raping motherfucker.
Well, I think it's expected from a movie. You know, it's not a whole movie of just Iron Man flying around.
No, I mean, Iron Man 3 is quite a good movie. Nice effects. I think it's one of the best scripted, I mean, in the three, between the three of them. And
they did create a lot of buzz when it comes to marketing for the movie. So I expected it to be a good thing.
No, I mean, apparently I was reading... there's a bit of a problem with Robert Downey Jr. Regarding Avengers, the second one, because he's fighting for his other actor kind of friends, whatever the rest of the crew.
More, right?
Yeah.
To be paid more, and unless they pay them more, he doesn't want to join in. So
without Robert Downey Jr., no one would watch the Avengers.
Nah.
So, unless I would watch it just for Scarlett Johansson's ass.
Yeah.
Glorious ass.
Let's take a minute to think about Scarlett Johansson's ass.
I continuously think about Scarlett Johansson's ass. Why are we doing this?
It's ass appreciation. That's what it is. Okay.
And Oz the Great and Powerful.
You know, this Oz movie, I didn't even hear anything about it. I didn't even know it existed.
James Franco,
cool.
Directed by Sam Raimi.
Sounds really cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Kind of a prequel to The Wizard of Oz.
How bankrupt is Hollywood to just do prequels to something like The Wizard of Oz?
Mm.
There's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming up. Who...
No idea to now. It has been announced only to now.
Nolan was linked to it? Be director?
Not sure.
That's what I heard on Goth, I think. I don't know.
That April will be played by that Transformers chick. What's her name?
Mm-hmm.
The one with the Madonna tattoo.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who I can imagine as
Scarlett
April?
Johansson.
Either Scarlett Johansson or they have to cut her hair though, which I think she wouldn't.
The guy from Fist of Jesus.
No, Emma Stone.
Nah,
she's too
Scarlett Johansson.
She's a butter. She's just a bunch of a butter.
And she is too skinny.
You just said Emma Stone is a butter face.
Yeah.
You know, say Emma Stone is a butterface? Are you fucking kidding me?
You know who would be perfect?
Did you just say Emma Stone is a butterface?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? I fap twice a week for Emma Stone.
I mean, what's wrong with butterfaces?
Their face is butt ugly.
Butter face is not a fucking butt ugly face.
I fabbed to her, and my cum fabbed to her. Twice.
Like it multiplied on the way.
So you evidently have no idea what butterface is.
Probably.
Butterface is when someone has a wicked body and a shitty face.
So we say cover the face and fuck the base.
Yeah. Yeah, you need the Webster Dictionary.
Alright. I will what?
Sorry, Emma Stone. Sorry.
Apologize, Emma Stone. She is one of our leading listeners.
Leading listeners. What
she is, asked us for.
She founded the.
She is the one who wanted the autographed boxer shorts.
Yours.
Who's what? I go commando, dude. I don't worry.
Ugh.
You want to see?
That's gonna stay
so
here.
Liberating. Sorry.
I have a mental image of him going commando, so I have no idea at which point we have arrived during the show. So.
No wonder he walks like, you know, how he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably like stuck to his tie all the time.
Yep.
And.
I hate that. I really, really fucking hate
Get
that.
Out.
I can't stand it.
Tra-la-la.
I know, I fucking hate that.
So.
You suck so bad.
Every show I have to play Tra-la-la at least twice. That's what I just heard right now. So. We are out of beer. So. I think we should close this first segment of the show, and we will be back after the break with the X-Bone special segment. Stop masturbating. So, keep in touch. Keep in touch. So, we are back. We have beer. Fresh beer. Just been milked by the beer cow.
What?
Yes, it is a thing. That's how beer is made, apparently. And
Is it pasteurized? Does it have to be pasteurized as well? Or?
Let's go fuck yourself. Anyway, now it's the time for the X-Bone special.
I seriously don't know which one of you I hate most.
It's a combination of both. Anyway,
I think it's just Kodo.
I was excited for the new Xbox reveal, but it started.
It always starts with the butt.
No. Did you just say bird?
No.
Jacob!
Can we do like the part when he gets the seizure But you can still have the seizure.
Yeah, I hate you most. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
The event started very, very badly with the announcement that the new Xbox will be called the Xbox One.
Why did it start badly?
It is one of the shittiest name in history ever.
It's after Warfighter.
It's in along the same lines, but it was the trend of coming up with cheesy names was started by Apple with the third installment of the iPad by calling it the new iPad. So,
but it was
what's cheesy
about that?
Why is the Xbox One called One? It's the third installment in the series.
It is, but it embodies...
Don't try to protect them.
It's why I'm here.
No.
I'm the rational voice.
You're directional. You're the Sony fanboy. You should be complaining about Xbox.
I am an irrational person, alright? Yes. You're irrational.
Okay.
Chesco doesn't know fuck about this.
So, during the event when you... event when you told me that you hated the name...
I did hate the name, but I mean, thinking about it, I mean, one, alright?
There is actually one thing I know about it. Apparently it's going to be huge. True.
And by huge, you mean
as a physical size?
Yes, it's the size of a Smart, the car.
For portable. No, seriously. I mean, how big is it?
You build the house around it. I mean, don't buy the console first.
Design-wise, it is extremely cumbersome, and it looks like
it's a black
the
box.
Old VHS
fuck.
Set. So yeah, it is huge. It's weird. I mean, I do appreciate the retro look, but I don't think that's what they were going for.
It's a very linear industrial design. It's very clean. I mean, it's just a black box, you know.
You say it's
but
cool.
It's huge.
It's huge. Bigger is better, kind of.
No, the funny thing is, it is that huge, and apparently it still requires a power brick, an external power brick. Can you... I know what you're going to say.
Holy shit, Microsoft, what did you do?
Matthew's just seizing.
You know,
I cannot understand.
I'm going to step out of this conversation because you know how my love for Microsoft. So there is nothing I can say which can be, you know, in contribution to the discussion. So
let's be unbiased. And I have an Xbox 360, which I love, especially the controller.
You love.
So, the controller was the only thing they did right. They did minor changes. The shape has been the same, the button configuration is the same. They just installed new dynamic triggers, which give you tactile feedback according to what game you play. So, the developer of the game can manipulate the feedback of the trigger. So, whilst playing a racing game, the feedback of the triggers will be different than those when you're playing a first-person shooter game, which is fucking awesome in concept.
It's awesome. You know when you're like in Duke Nukem, you're peeing?
Mm-hmm.
Like you give it the vibration. It's awesome.
There have been changes in the ergonomics, so yeah, much better. And they removed that bulge at the back of the controller and replacing it with an internal battery.
And they replaced the pad finally.
Yeah, they replaced the D-pad to something which is
functional,
decent, to say the least. And they removed the start and menu button. Yeah, they replaced it with tabs and
options.
They didn't say what it is.
I like.
It might be a button that will open a time continuum to a place where they didn't do that event, which sucked ass, by the way. And it didn't suck nice ass like Scarlett Johansson said. It sucked donkey ass, dead donkey ass.
Which itself is called ass, so that's like the ultimate ass.
Depends. Yeah, it's an ass within an ass. It's asception.
Inception.
Asception.
Asception. really sucked ass. I like the controller.
Yeah.
I like the controller.
I love the feel of an Xbox 360 controller. So I'm not disappointed by keeping the same kind of equation.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Exactly. So
I really hope they release it for the PC so I can buy one.
Yeah. Hopefully they will. They will.
Since I'm really not planning on buying an Xbox One.
Confirmed specs are 8 gig of RAM, 5
what
of
RAM?
DDR3. Only 5 will be used by for gaming. The rest, the other 3 gigs, will be used for the operating system. The operating system of the console.
Fuck?
The operating system of the console is basically an amalgamation of 3 operating systems working hand to hand with each other. So you have an update.
The concept
is where it should be. So you have the Xbox, an updated Xbox operating system. That was accidental and awesome at the same time.
Really fitting.
Then you have a Windows-based operating system based on the Windows 8 kernel. And then you have...
What the fuck are you laughing about?
The Windows-based operating system will be used for applications like for the TV shit and apps.
Look at Chesco.
Then the third operating system will be used to combine these two for multitasking and to reduce the lag when changing from one operating system to the other. So, yeah. But at the same...
fuck, man.
Chesco laughs every time you say Windows.
Why?
No.
Look, I'm laughing.
I can't.
Look. Windows. See?
I can't not think about, you know, one single operating system failing on a computer, you know, and they're actually, you know, depending on 3 now and, you know, making them work together. I mean, that, to me, that kind of spells disaster. I don't know.
Well,
maybe I'm talking out of my ass, but
I mean, looking at the presentation and looking at how the operating system works, it looks really, really, really cool because you basically can tab out from game and you know, watch TV at the same time and then tab
they
in.
They said the same.
It allows.
They said the same for Windows 8, and now everyone's like complaining about Windows 8. It looks pretty. It looked, you know, innovative. It looked that and the other, but it's.
People will complain for any reason.
No doubt about that.
I don't
apart
find the operating system a big problem until I try it out. I mean, the concept is good.
From what you said, that you know, to have an operating system that is already there to, you know, remove the lag between the primary operating system and the secondary operating system. You know, that shouldn't even be there in the first place.
I have to disagree. I mean, when you have... What they are trying to do is two devices combined into one huge, ginormous box. Shoe box. Let's call it a shoe box. That's what it is.
Even a shoe box.
Okay, a shoebox for 5 pairs of shoes.
Okay.
A chest. A treasure chest. Pandora's box. Scarlett Johansson's chest.
No, it's a Pandora's box is actually very apt. You know, because, I mean, once you open it, you really don't know what the fuck is going to, you know, come out of it. So.
It's like Pringles.
Once you pop, you can stop.
What the fuck are you talking about?
We have no idea. But anyway, what I was gonna say is that...
You know, a sleeping dog, you shouldn't wake him up, okay?
Okay.
Because the well is very deep.
It's okay. The same as eating a fudgesicle after 9 is illegal in 5 states.
It's true.
Anyway, having 2 devices doing 2 completely different things at the same time, you need something to make them work better hand in hand. I mean, on one hand you have basically a smartphone or a smart device.
Mm-hmm.
So it can control your TV, it masturbates while you're asleep.
Okay, for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have the console, the basic console. So you need an operating system or whatever it is that will bring them together without seamlessly, without fucking up your experience at the end of the day. Now, that isn't my issue. My issue is, why did they go for a DDR3 RAM instead of a GDDR5, which will be in used in the PlayStation 4?
I actually read an article about this. I don't know the specifics, but basically it's that Sony actually gambled and won. Their plan from the beginning was 4 gigabytes of GDDR5. They started with 2. Afraid to continue. They started with 2. Of course, over time, they were hoping that dice could get larger, basically 4 gigabytes. You know, and they actually did. And by the time this year, 8 gigabytes would be feasible to use in the console. The thing is, they didn't have to change anything about the architecture because it's still just RAM. I mean, they're not using anything different to RAM. So they just increase the die size for RAM, basically. Now, on the Xbox, they targeted 8 gigabytes in the beginning. Okay, not like Sony. I mean, they gambled. Like, Sony actually gambled. They didn't know 8 gigabytes was going to be available on the console. So they targeted 8 gigabytes immediately, Microsoft. And they had to do some changes to the architecture. So, okay. So it's faster to be processed by the processor and the graphics card. So they added DRAM to compensate for the speed of the DDR3 RAM. So they couldn't change the architecture. They couldn't then just replace the RAM. They couldn't just add more RAM. I know it's a boring subject, but yeah, just read the article. It's on Ars Technica.
Apart from the RAM, it was also confirmed that the console will have a 500 gigabyte internal memory, which will be useless.
Why?
Especially because they announced that the XBLA, the new updated XBLA, will save everything to cloud.
It's not that. I mean, retail.
I have an Xbox 360, and I cannot transfer files to the Xbox. So I have 500 gigs just for games. Now everybody knows that 500 gigs is more than enough for games.
The thing is, retail Xbox games will require a mandatory install on the console. So.
Okay. I have
and it's a Blu-ray time, so
I have an 80 gig hard disk on my PS3, which is the older fat PS3, and it's more than enough. I have played
it's a full install,
games.
Full install, not so, 2 gigs, 5 gigs like the PS2.
So you're talking
games.
About a 50 gig install.
Yes, it's a full disk install.
So you can have
that is. Stupid.
So I can have like 10 games installed.
I haven't heard about this, but installing 50 gigs on a console, that means that when you buy a game, then you have about 5 months to play the game.
Like the plans for the PS4, I think it's just installing a little bit, start playing, and
besides that,
the installation keeps going.
You can only have like 10 games at one time.
I mean, not everything is going to be 50 gigs, of course. But
some will be more, some will be less.
I think it's more a thing about, of course, loading times is going to help with that. But I think it's going to be more a thing about DRM, you know, to keep gamers from selling
Microsoft
secondhand games and stuff.
It doesn't make sense. No, in my opinion, make sense.
I hate Microsoft. So.
No.
Just because leaving?
Anyway.
What?
Anyway, the GPU will be AMD based, just like the PS4.
Mm-hmm. Apart from being at least rumored to be 50% less powerful than the PS4.
Rumored.
It's not really rumored. I mean, if
don't know. I need to see hard facts. Listen, I'm trying to be unbiased as possible. Now, rumors before the event, oh my god, you need an internet connection to have sex with... No! These are all rumors done by Sony fanboys.
Matthew.
The same way
Matthew.
Xbox fanboys spread rumors about Sony having a console which is made actually by bones of dying children in Africa.
Matthew, if the GPU was better than the PS4's, they would be toting it, you know, horns everywhere to announce it during the conference. If the CPU was better than the PS4, they would do the same. The only things they mentioned, 8 GB RAM, and they didn't mention if it was GDDR5.
Hard
just
disk.
8 GB of RAM.
Hard disk.
I mean,
the confirmation that the Blu-ray, it would have a Blu-ray reader.
The only things they could compete with the PS4 hardware-wise were spec-wise, 8 GB RAM, which is matched and bettered by Sony because it's GDDR5 instead of DDR3, and 5 billion transistors. Okay, where it's 5 billion transistors because 3 billion of them are from the DRAM embedded in the RAM.
So who counts the amount of transistors? I don't know.
It's bullshit, and it's bullcrap, and it's not going to make a difference to the PS4. However.
Is there a job for someone counting transistors? That would be a boring job.
Yes. I don't even know how to count to 5 billion. I don't think so, at least.
No one knows how to count.
Do you know how to count 5 billion?
No,
have you tried to count 5
billion? The first thing I heard was, I don't know how to count to 5 billion. You know, there was like the gap between the billion. I'm like, what?
Count to 5.
1
billion. Imagine. Count to 5 billion. Be awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway. Moving on, the event looked really, 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 really TV oriented.
Yes.
What the fuck did I just watch? But 10 minutes in, I wanted to chop off my dick and place it in my ear. One of them. Why? Why was it so TV oriented? It's like the... out of a 45-minute press conference, which is short for a new console reveal, there was at least 35 minutes dedicated to TV and TV-related shit.
Yeah. I mean, they said...
The concept is cool. I understand it. But for a person like me who plays games a lot, I don't see the fucking point.
I
don't want that.
The thing is, they said that they wanted to get this stuff people don't like to listen to during E3 out of the way. Okay? But you are revealing your gaming console, and you reveal it with a bunch of TV features.
Might I add that they did reveal the gaming console, and they only bothered to show 3 games.
Not even, because they're just concepts. I mean, everything was CG.
Bullshots.
I mean, they said they're going to show gameplay. Nothing was gameplay.
I was extremely disappointed that a new Halo wasn't even mentioned.
It was.
A TV series. With Spielberg announcing it.
Seriously.
Oh, I am Spielberg. I am awesome. I will be producing, which means I will do fuck all. It was... cool to see Steven Spielberg doing
it. Why?
But I expected that after Spielberg talk, they would have announced, yes, alongside the series, we are gonna release a tie-in title, whatever. Then there was that old woman who said, actually, and I quote, "The Xbox One will be the new water cooler." What the fuck kind of a quote is that?
I know, like...
Should I...
What did you mean about this?
She doesn't explain herself. Why did she have to compare it with a water cooler? What the fuck?
I think... I have no idea if it's yet right or not, but I think what she meant is that...
Was a water cooler that popular?
A water cooler is like, you know, where employees in an office gather to gossip and stuff, you know, where the congregation happens. So she wants the Xbox One to be the new water cooler so that...
How did you get that with such a random quote
I'm intelligent.
Such an event.
I'm intelligent. No, I'm not really. I mean, I heard it on Guff, so... It was put really, really badly.
Did you just say
I said I was kidding and I read it on Guff, so don't try to belittle me. Okay?
Naked.
Belittle me.
Yes.
quite hard.
I know. You will try, you will fail.
Anyway, from 45 minutes in the event, 35 minutes were dedicated to the TV, and 10 minutes were dedicated to sports. EA Sports took the floor, and they introduced their new engine, which is the Ignite engine, which, by the way, will not be available for PC. So it's only be...
And Wii U.
Yeah, it will only...
Surprise, surprise.
That's a given. But it will only be used for the PS4 and Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. And, big news, certain features within the Ultimate Team mode, which is the online mode in FIFA, will be exclusive only to the Xbone.
So far, we don't know what they are. They might be substantial. They might
The skin tone of the players.
Yeah, undoubtedly, it will help with the marketing. So,
what? We have seen a trailer for the Ignite engine, which looked
CG.
Which looked like all of it cinematics.
It was confirmed after the conference.
Yeah. All in all, the event looked like a collection of people with weird accents and voices. you know what I mean. There were a lot of weird fucking accents and voices.
I know.
Especially the guy from EA Sports. Looked like a dick.
Thing is...
Looked like a fucking Guido.
Thing is...
Guido Midget.
Thing is...
Guido Midget who had steroids and was... I don't know.
Am I going to say thing is again?
The thing is, yes.
Thing is that... How bad was the conference? The worst news came out after the conference during the interviews.
Which is that with every Xbox One console you buy, you will get chlamydia.
It's random. It's either chlamydia or syphilis.
Mm.
It's either going to be...
And it can be both.
It could be both. I mean, if you're really fucking unlucky... Like, holy
if
shit.
I buy the X-Bone, I will get both.
And gonorrhea as well, I'm sure. Yeah. But you already have gonorrhea, so...
It's okay. Anyway, we also saw the Kinect 2.
Mm-hmm. That looks cool.
It does look cool. It is a 1080p camera shooting at 30 frames per second, which is fucking awesome. They have announced that it will be able... to recognize more joints in the figure, and it will be able to read facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking amazing.
It was rumored,
I read it on an article, I don't remember where, the Kinect will be able to see how many people are in the room and to see if the amount of people in the room goes against the terms and conditions of the game. And if you have more people than stated in the terms and conditions of the game, you'll have to pay a fee.
I heard this for the movies, for example. If you're watching a movie on your own...
Apart from movies, it will be used for games as well. Wow. For example...
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, it is just a patent, so it might not mean anything. I mean, it's a business. It's a large business, so they do file patents.
Yes, no,
in my opinion, it is.
And ridiculous, too.
Anyway, let's talk about the TV section. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing else to talk about. The Xbox. It will need to be connected to a cable box.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll basically... The advantages you'll have with the Xbox is that you can control it with voice control. Other than that... I mean, you'll have an interactive guide.
It acts like a DVR as well, so you'll be able to record.
Yeah, you can record and whatever and share and have sex
TV
with monkeys
guides,
and stuff.
Interactive sports, for example, I mean, fantasy football for the NFL.
Yeah.
Which was a big deal during the conference.
For people in America, I mean, they look to be USA-centric. Right. I know it's an American product, but Jesus Christ. You have a huge market in Europe and a huge market in Japan.
Yeah. Last article I read is that they partnered with Sky and Canal Plus in Europe so far.
Okay.
I guess that covers the UK and France, at least for now. I'm sure they. I mean, why, I'm sure they will get more deals.
Okay. Why would I need to connect an Xbox with my fucking cable thing when there is in Europe the interactive TV?
You know,
and in America you have fucking TiVo for voice control. Do are we in a?
I know.
Are we in a time where we need voice control? When I just what will the Xbox do when I burp or fart loudly?
You know, that's actually.
I fart.
Don't do that.
I fart. Yeah, right now there is Game of Thrones on HBO.
No.
What did I do?
I think is
no, that you fart. 50% broccoli, 6% carrots, 8% water.
What was
the what's answer? The rest?
I don't know.
Meeting.
It gives you a breakdown of like what you want to add.
Thing is, that's the concept of the new console, you know, Xbox One, everything in one, which is stupid because you still have to connect the fucking cable box to the console itself. But that's the concept behind the console. It's an all-in-one box where you can control your television, you can control the internet, you can control, you know, gaming. You don't need anything more, which is stupid this day and age because, you know, it's easier to just check your mobile phone or your tablet for this kind of stuff than just talking to your television and switching between stuff.
I don't know what's the use of this device when the only innovation they brought to the table is voice control,
which is not even innovative.
Was there on the Xbox 360. Why would I need voice control? Sell me a voice control device. Why the fuck do I need it? I just want a functional remote that works. I don't want voice control.
You know, when you feel lonely.
I don't
want
to talk.
When you feel lonely and you have that someone you can always talk to.
Anyway, I am fed up of talking about the TV shit and stuff. I don't care. The only games which were shown were Forza 5, which looks splendid, although it is all bullshots. Nothing new was announced, except that it will be a launch title.
What are bullshots?
Bullshit screenshots.
Okay. As in, a screenshot looks better than it really looks in real life.
Yeah.
Just for promotional material.
It's like when on Facebook, the profile picture of the chick is Scarlett Johansson, when in reality she looks like Jim Carrey.
Oh, not too bad.
What? What?
He is an attractive guy.
No.
That's your dog on the keyboard.
No, the speakers. Apart from Forza, it was also confirmed that Remedy Studios, which is the team who came up with Max Payne and Alan Wake, are working on a new IP for Xbone, which is Quantum Break.
I'm not even sure. Looks really cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to it because Remedy are really, really good.
Yeah.
But
the video was just a mixture of live action and cinematics. It basically follows the trauma of a guy who can manipulate time to survive the present and save the future. So
cool concept.
So Looper, basically.
Yeah.
Cool concept.
Or Doctor Who.
Exactly.
Everything is Doctor Who.
Ding dong.
Time traveler who manipulates the shit that's going on to survive the present and...
Even Homer did it, alright?
Simpsons always did it first. What the fuck are you
saying? Just to be clear, Doctor Who has been going on for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Still.
The Simpsons have been going on for 23. But anyway.
Still, Simpsons did it better.
It was an excellent episode.
Apart from Quantum Break, we have seen what?
Nothing, really.
No, there was another game. Which
Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yes.
Which Was something. It was something, I'm gonna tell you that.
In the last episode, we thought they could actually get Patrick Swayze in it.
They didn't, and not even Whoopi Goldberg.
Guys.
But they did get a dog.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's dogs in it.
Yes.
And you know the tattoo they get in the ear, the army?
Yeah.
They have it too.
Yeah, and the dog...
Especially the highlighted.
The dog's jaw was the only jaw that dropped during the event. They actually proved
they
that.
They actually had to pick it up.
Yeah. That was single-handedly the stupidest thing I have ever seen in my entire life. It was even worse than Chocolate Rain. I'm just saying. Hmm. It was even worse than Chocolate Rain.
It didn't look good at all.
No.
It looked
worse than Battlefield 4.
Yes.
States on day.
Nothing new and was announced. Dumb, okay.
Tades on day. We respect you. Okay.
What?
The guy that sings Chocolate Rain.
Okay.
You respect him, I don't.
Tades on day. Come on, dude.
Okay, they did announce that they will be getting the screenwriter for Traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So they will just improve the storyline and the immersion and the bonding between the user and the character. But that's not turning over a new leaf and introducing something new. You are just basically fixing what was broken from the series originally. You should have done that from the start. You cannot say that you're reimagining a series and just fix what was broken. That doesn't make sense.
Absolutely not reimagining.
It's what I expect you to do, especially when I give you fucking $50 for a fucking game.
I know.
That I just play for 5 hours straight and that's it. They really have a shitty, shitty mentality.
I know.
I don't know. That about sums it up. They didn't even bother to conclude the event with a montage of some sort.
They are saving everything for E3. I mean,
they don't give a shit. The PlayStation 4 event was miles better. I mean, I have to actually have a hands-on experience with both products to actually make up my mind. But the Xbox must be the worst console this coming generation. It's gonna, in my opinion, from what I saw, it's gonna be even worse than the Wii U.
The thing is, it's worse for the consumer, for us. I mean, I know. There's a lot of anti-consumer, you know, things in the console. It's
anti-consumer
not going to be the worst,
and anti in the developers. They cannot self-publish on the platform. What the fuck is up with that?
So far, at least. I mean, I think they will change their way.
The XBLA had a shitload of content, mind you. 60% of it was crap content, but still.
It was there.
Nowadays, indie developers make up a huge chunk of the target market. So, they're actually...
Sony are embracing indies like no one before.
They did recognize indie development teams. It's huge.
Joe Blow was there during the conference, you know, giving a talk about indies and his game, The Witness. So, you know, that's a huge thing. I mean, Joe Blow is one of the premier indie developers.
I don't know. I was hugely, hugely disappointed by the Xbox event.
Very.
I expected much, much more.
I was more disappointed by the stuff that was revealed after the event, you know, during interviews. You know, Microsoft, the executives and the PR teams, I don't think they were coordinating because a lot of publications got different answers from different interviews. I don't know. I think they got complacent. I think they're very, very close to Sony during the PS3 reveal. You know, they were very complacent. They were very arrogant. That, you know, they weren't doing their best. They were just there. They were going to release the console and
the problem is that following the success of the 360, they have become cocky.
Yes, absolutely.
They have become cocky. And there's no way around it. Yeah. I mean, at this point in time, we cannot really talk about this. But as consumers, as a hardcore market, we are the ones who will suffer. But
absolutely. I just hope. I mean, there's still Nintendo and there's still Sony. You know, so I don't mind Microsoft that much right now.
No, I'm going to be first in line to buy a PlayStation 4. I'm not so sure about the Xbox, but I'll have to see what they have to offer.
Of course, E3. I mean, the judgment will be done after E3.
Yeah, that's only fair. Now we should go to the What You've Been Playing segment. Jacob, what have you been playing?
This week, I've been playing on my Vita mostly. Been playing, I had some backlog games. I mean, I wanted to finish Mutant Blobs from Space, which is absolutely brilliant. I mean, the further I got into the game, one of the best platformers I have ever played. Really, really fun. I finished that. Very good game. I highly recommend it to everybody to play it. I started Thomas Was Alone, which, I mean,
was he naked?
The thing is, he wasn't alone, actually, but...
you just ruined the game for us.
Again, brilliant, brilliant game. I mean, I've just played like half an hour of the game, so it's not that much of a spoiler. But brilliant, brilliant game. It's very simplistic, you know, it's a platformer, indie platformer. Amazing game so far. I mean, I can see it getting so complicated later on. I'm really looking forward to play it.
Cool. Jesco, what have you been playing?
FIFA 13.
Okay, and...
I try to go into it deeper than just doing a quick game and, you know... And
that's what she said.
You know, just doing a quick game and playing, you know, a couple of seasons. It's growing on me. It's at first I was like finding it too hard. Like too different from the previous FIFAs, but... It's harder. It's closer to reality than you would think. No, that basically.
I have been playing with my dog. And on that bombshell.
On the bombshell is that the dog was actually playing with him, not Matthew with the dog.
And on that extra bombshell, we should end this show, which was creepy and weird, I might add. On that extra bombshell, we should end the show. For more news and reviews on the gaming world, you just need to log on to www.someguysonemike.com.
.com? What?
.com in your face!
And check out the blooper reel of this episode.
Which will be released next year.
We're actually going to have something new on YouTube.
Naked.
No.
Okay. So if you want to follow our channel, it is youtube.com/someguysonmicvideo. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at someguysonmic. And
listen to Daft Punk.
Yes, listen to Daft Punk's new album Random Access Memories. And also remember to wash your hands after masturbating. And
even before.
Yeah, that's important. I guess
Christ
it is.
Christ almighty.
I guess it is. So, anyway, goodbye and see you for the next show, which will be the pre-E3 speculation show.